is Building Bridges, your community and labor report, produced and hosted by Ken Nash and Mimi Rosenberg. I'm Mimi Rosenberg.
And I'm Ken Nash.
Speedo may be the top-selling and best-known swimwear brand in the world and an official sponsor of the 2008 Olympic Games in China. But according to a new report by the National Labor Committee, workers in China producing Speedo's sporting goods are drowning in abuse. Now, barely treading water, Olympic sweatshop Speedo production in China with Charles Kernighan, director of the National Labor Committee.
Charlie, welcome to Building Bridges.
Thank you. It's good to be here.
I'd just like to say before we start that if we're handing out Olympic medals for political activity, you should get one for all your reports over these years.
We would share it with a lot of other people, including yourselves.
So, Charlie, this plant in Guangzhou province in China that produces for Speedo, why don't you give us an introduction to some of the horror stories of this plant?
It has about 400 workers in the factory, some of them as young as 16 years of age. And they'll work a routine shift from 8:30 in the morning until 11 o'clock at night, 14 and a half hours a day, 7 days a week. They'll go for months without a single day off. They're at the factory over 100 hours. At a minimum, during these peak seasons, which last 9 months, they're working 84 hours a week. Now, the workers are cheated of their wages. The minimum wage is 60 cents an hour in that area of China, but they don't pay the minimum wage, and they don't pay overtime. They just pay a piece rate, this factory, to crank out the Speedo goggles and masks. And the workers get an average of about 49 cents an hour. They get $3.92 a day, like chump change, to work these grueling schedules, and it's also dangerous. There's also 23-hour shifts, 17-hour shifts before the goods have to leave the United States. They just keep them working all night. And one worker describes working at a compression molding machine where they actually punched out the goggles that you'll, you know, I don't know if the Olympic athletes probably have fancier goggles, but these Speedo goggles you'll see on television during these Olympics, they're stamping them out at these compression molding machines. And one young worker talked about being forced to work 23 hours straight stamping out these goggles. One operation every 9 to 12 seconds, nonstop for 23 hours, and how he was sweating, exhausted, and the worst of it, terrified and frightened that his hands would get trapped in the machine if he didn't pull them out fast enough and he'd lose his fingers. No athlete has to face stress like that and struggle like that and torture like that. The workers, if they talk back to the supervisors or yell at them, call them stupid, you're an idiot, you're garbage, if they dare talk back to the supervisor, they'll be attacked, they'll be punched, they'll be choked, they'll be fired. The workers get about a minute and a half to assemble these goggles, for which they're paid less than 2 cents, and the goggles will sell for $15.99. So there's a huge ripoff here. And they're handling toxic chemicals, for example, in the silk screening department, where they put the labels on and some of the colors that the workers say if one drop of this solvent, they don't even know the name of the solvent, it falls on their skin will begin to fester and burn. It's just endless torture for these workers, and they're housed in miserable primitive dormitories, 7 or 8 workers to a single room, sleeping on double-level bunk beds, very narrow bunk beds, stuffed up against the walls. For privacy, the workers will drape a little piece of plastic over their opening. It's excruciatingly hot. It's just a miserable life, and the workers eat outside the factory, along the highway, at the cheapest food stands they can find because they have to limit their spending to about 51 cents a meal. So you've got people working 7 days a week, 14 and a half hours a day, cheated of their wages, living in primitive, miserable dormitories and eating the worst food with no nutrition because it's cheap. These people are putting up with more than any athlete is, period, not even close.
This is an Olympic sweatshop report. What has all of this got to do with the Olympics? Just set the pace. Why did you decide to do this report? What is Speedo? What are they doing in China? Just give us some of that foundation.
Speedo is the best-known swimwear brand in the world, and it's an Olympic sponsor for the different teams. And here you have the Olympics going on in China, in a place where the workers have no right. In the city of Beijing alone, they spent about $6.5 billion putting up surveillance cameras on the streets, on lampposts, inside internet cafes, inside bars to spy on people. They're doing this in 600 cities across China. A very frightening model is developing as the athletes perform. And it's a model of completely dehumanizing these workers, stripping them of their rights. And, of course, it comes back with a huge boomerang effect on the United States. We had a $256.3 billion trade deficit with China alone last year. And, in fact, last year alone, we had a $68 billion trade deficit with China on advanced technology. So what may seem far away to people about these sweatshops and the low wages and the miserable treatment, it's coming back to the United States. In fact, the Economic Policy Institute in D.C. is estimating that the $1.2 trillion deficit with China between 2001 and 2007, in 7 years, $1.2 trillion trade deficit with China has cost the United States the loss of 2.3 million jobs, along with wages being sucked down. So it shouldn't be an abstraction for the American people. Some pretty bad things are going on, and what goes around comes around, and that stuff's coming back to the United States.
And when Speedo operates out of this plant in China, where is the relationship with the United States on one hand, and have any of the Olympic or great athletes like Greg Louganis or anybody made any comment about this? But where do we fit into this?
The factory is not owned by Speedo, so it's a subcontract factory. This is the way the companies operate. Walmart doesn't own a single factory, and they're the biggest retailer in the world. And it gives them plausible deniability that, you know, they're not really responsible. So it's a way to cheat the workers and milk them for everything they're worth. Athletes, no, they don't. They, as far as I know, they haven't spoken up and would be. You know, I can understand their competitiveness, and I can understand how much they've dedicated to their sports, and not to take anything away from them. But, boy, they could take a second or two to make a statement to the media that they believe that all people, including people in China, have the right to dignity, the right to a decent job and fair wages, the right to organize independent unions, the right to a free press, the right to freedom of religion, the right to freedom of politics. You know, what are they going to do, kill them? Why can't someone stand up, mention China's relationship to the massacre and Darfur and the genocide? It would be, I don't understand why somebody won't just stand up and say the truth. It's not
well,
going to, maybe, not going to get killed.
Maybe we should ask Juan Carlos, who did stand up in the 68 Olympics, but we've come a long way back from the times when the black athletes there were able to talk about civil rights for the human condition.
Charlie, Speedo on their website makes a big deal about social responsibility, and as it relates to labor, it says that it inspects the plants and holds the firms that it does business with accountable. Is this just hot air?
Yeah, that's hot air. As a matter of fact, we just looked at a factory that produced Sesame Street toys for Kinex, Ernie toys for Sesame Street, and it was made in a factory where the workers were working just about the exact same hours, and also cheated their wages. And, you know, this is Sesame Street, and this is Kinex, and they all claim they're monitoring the factories. But as a matter of fact, the workers making the Sesame Street toys were working 7 days a week, going for months without a single day off. They were being cheated of their wages. They were handling toxic chemicals as well. So it sounds good, but why the companies talk a lot of hot air is because the Speedo product is defended by intellectual property and copyright laws. They're not stupid. They want laws to defend their trademark, their corporate product, their goggles, their Speedo label. If you try to play around with that label or that product, you're going to jail. So Speedo's all protected, so they like it like that. But when you say to a company like Speedo, wait a second, don't you think we can have similar legal protections to protect the rights of the young 60-year-old kid in China who made the Speedo goggles? They say, oh, no, that would be an impediment to free trade. So the system is so skewed that you end up with conditions like this. I'll tell you, we're looking at a factory right now that produces computer components for the biggest and richest computer companies in the United States. And when the workers enter the factory, they're told, you must love this factory like you love your home and your family. You must strive every day to become a better, more efficient worker. And you must spy on each other. And if you put your hands in your pockets, you're going to be fine if it works. If you lift your head up at work, you're going to be fine. If you don't trim your fingernails because that'll impede your work, you're going to be fine. If you step on the grass on the way to work, you're going to be fine. The workers get a take-home wage of 41 cents an hour. Again, I think we're letting this model, this dehumanization of the human being, of a worker, just being completely manipulated and brainwashed. You know, I think we better stand up pretty soon because we're all going to be working under those conditions if we don't.
And similarly, you note in your report that this factory actually that operates for Speedo breaks the minimum wage, the hour laws, the safety laws.
Yes.
Are those laws ever enforced anywhere in China?
Almost never. China, you know, has minimal laws, you know, 40-hour work week, can't do more than 36 hours of overtime a month. There's a minimum wage, 60 cents, 62 cents, it's 64 cents. It varies from province to province. It's, and there's workers who will have health insurance. The workers can't work with chemicals that are dangerous. They have to be told the names of the chemicals. They have to be told how to handle them safely, what happened in an emergency. It has laws, but they're just never enforced because the U.S. companies don't want to enforce it, that's for sure. And the local labor bureaus in China are much more interested in bringing in investment. For them, the workers are expendable.
Charlie, as Speedo swimwear products are goggles and masks and snorkels and ear and nose plugs and boat cushions and bathing suits and caps, as the Huffs and the various superstars wear these products in the Olympics, Michael Phelps and so on. Just again, paint a picture for us who these workers are. Where do they come from? How do they get to be in these plants? And it sounds like they're physically trapped there in a way that's not very much different than if you were a miner in a hostel during apartheid in South Africa.
Yes, that's a good point, because these are very impoverished workers from the interior of China who migrate to the south along the coast above Hong Kong. Tens and tens of millions of people are migrating to work in these factories. And not only that, I mean, one newspaper in China, the Southern Metropolis, actually broke some ground and did some real journalism, and it showed that there were hundreds, if not thousands, of children who were trafficked from the interior of China to the coast to work in these factories, again, in Guangdong province, like right above Hong Kong, and the kids were actually lined up and auctioned off to factory owners according to their body types, like what kind of a job would they do. Some of the kids said that the bosses said to them, if you run away, I'll kill you. You know, we'll track you down, we'll kill you. And the kids were getting paid almost nothing. I mean, they were like indentured servants. So you have enormous poverty, and the factories suck in that poverty, bring these workers in. They don't know the laws. They don't know the laws of China. They never heard of a union. They think a union is a breakfast meeting. So they're like sitting ducks. They come in, they're poor, they're frightened, they're young. There's no independent unions. There's no one to stand up for them. And they're dragged into these factories, and they're very easily manipulated because of the enormous power that these factory owners have, which is, of course, covered up by the government. You know, it's one thing you're working all day, dripping in your own sweat. That province is very, very hot. It's tropical climate. You're dripping in your own sweat. It's hot. It's humid. You're racing through these operations. You're at the factory 14 and a half hours a day minimum, sometimes much longer. And then when you go back to the dormitory, it's a primitive mess. It's a, like I said, it's one room. These double-level bunk beds, and it's scorchingly hot. The workers are so exhausted, they said to us, we sometimes fall asleep with our clothes and our shoes on. We're just so exhausted, despite the 90-degree, 100-degree temperatures. There's just never a let-up for these people. In the wintertime, when they want to bathe, there's no hot water, so they've got to heat their own hot water, and then with a little tiny plastic bucket, they take a sponge bath. I mean, it's like torture. And they're going at this thing 7 days a week for months on end without a day off. No athlete could do that.
And what does it mean to have this level of exhaustion? What does that have to do with health and safety violations that might occur as well? And we're talking about Toys R Us as well as Speedo and another company, Carrefour.
I mean, the workers are just, you get worn down physically. You're not eating correctly. It's numbing. It's numbing. It's monotonous. It's exhausting. It's poorly paid. It's dangerous. One of the workers actually just summed up and said, what lies in front of us is just a blanket of darkness. You know, we have no hope. These workers, it's like there's no exit. You know, we should be thinking about stuff like that. I mean, everyone's saying China will become the world's strongest economy in the near future. Well, we ought to be thinking about what kind of a world we're going to enter where workers don't have any rights, and where there are no independent unions. And it's frightening. And, of course, it's going to come back home. This sort of stuff has a way of coming right back to the United States. And, you know, look at the jobs we've lost. Since November of 2007, we've had a net loss of 558,000 jobs in the United States. We're losing jobs. We're going downhill. We'll lose another 1.5 million jobs before this recession's over. Wages are going down, despite the fact that the productivity of the American workers is going up. I mean, this stuff's all tied together. And at some point, the American people are going to have to be much stronger on this issue. And on some occasions, it didn't happen with Speedo, but on some occasions when we went after Sesame Street and Kinex, this toy company, and issued a report, it only took about a week. But now the workers have Sunday off. Now the workers have had their hours cut in half. instead of working 89 hours, they're working 44 hours a week. Their pay went up 16%, and we're just going to keep pushing and pushing. So we're seeing that if it's done correctly, sometimes solidarity is going to work, and sometimes these workers are actually going to gain something. This, to us, is very exciting, if we can make this leap between the United States and China.
And we want to thank you, Charlie Kernaghan from the National Labor Committee, for updating us on this and other stories dealing with child labor and labor abuse in China and throughout the world. And for people who want more information, they can go to the National Labor Committee website. Thanks, Charlie.
Thank you so much.
There are over 1.5 million women garment workers in Bangladesh sewing clothing for export to U.S. and European companies, including Walmart, where the Mary-Kate and Ashley clothing line is sold. When we speak about the race to the bottom in global labor conditions, this is the bottom. These women earn only 8 to 18 cents an hour. An estimated 90% of the more than 3,780 export garment factories in Bangladesh violate women's legal right to 3 months maternity leave with benefits including full pay. Only a handful of companies, in fact, pay the benefits.
The National Labor Committee recently crisscrossed the U.S. on a speaking tour with three Bangladeshi workers who are members of the Bangladesh Center for Worker Solidarity. They told their stories to packed audiences of students and workers. One of the workers, Maksuda, described the deplorable conditions of work and the dire poverty she lives in because her wages are so low. When she was pregnant, her supervisor beat her because she was too weak to work. Here is her story.
এখন শুভ বিকাল আমার নাম মাকসুদা আমার বয়স যখন 11 বছর তখন আমি গার্মেন্টসে হেল্পার হিসেবে জয়েন করি
মাই নেম ইজ মাকসুদা হোয়েন আই ওয়াজ 11 ইয়ার্স ওল্ড আই জয়েন্ড ইন গার্মেন্ট ফ্যাক্টরিজ অ্যাজ এ হেল্পার
আমি প্রথম দিন গার্মেন্টসে জয়েন করি বিকেলে এত মেশিন আর এত মানুষজন দেখে আমি একেবারে ভয়ে মাথা ঘুরে নিচে পড়ে যাই
সো দ্য সাউন্ড অফ দ্য মেশিন ওয়াজ সো লাউড অ্যান্ড দ্য ফ্যাক্টরি ওয়াজ সো ক্রাউডেড উইথ ওয়ার্কার্স ইট মেড মি ফিল ডিজি অ্যান্ড আই ওয়াজ লাইক হাফ ফেন্টেড
আমার বেতন ধরে 250 টাকা
এন্ড আই গট পেড 250 টাকা অফকোর্স বাংলাদেশি কারেন্সি ইটস অ্যারাউন্ড $4.25 এ মান্থ
আমি প্রতিদিন সকাল 8টা বাজে যাই রাত 10টা বাজে আসি
এন্ড আই হ্যাড টু ওয়ার্ক ফ্রম 8 ইন দ্য মর্নিং আনটিল 10 এট নাইট
আমি সপ্তাহে 7 দিন কাজ করি আমি কোনো শুক্রবার ছুটি পাই না সবচেয়ে বড় কষ্টকর হইছে আমি এত অল্প বয়সে আমার চাকরি করা হইতাছে
সো ইটস ভেরি পানিশিং ফর এ চাইল্ড ওয়ার্কার টু ওয়ার্ক 7 days a week and of course on Fridays. Fridays are supposed to be the Muslim holidays, but we have to work on Fridays.
আমি ওই জায়গায় 2 মাস চাকরি করি 2 মাস পরে আমি অন্য একটা ফ্যাক্টরিতে জয়েন করি ওই ফ্যাক্টরি স্যার অন্য একটা ফ্যাক্টরিতে জয়েন করি সেই ফ্যাক্টরির নাম লুচি
I worked there for 2 months later I left the factory and joined another factory called Lucid
Lucid আমি 1 বছর 3 মাস চাকরি করার পর আমি গর্ভবতী হই
And after working 1 year and 3 months at Lucid, I became pregnant. When my pregnancy reached 7 months, once I felt very weak and sick.
আমি কাজ করতে পারি না আমি আমার সুপারভাইজারের কাছে ছুটি চাই কিন্তু আমার সুপারভাইজার আমাকে ছুটি দেয় না বলে এখানে কাহিনী করার জায়গা না এখানে কাজ করার জায়গা
সো আই কুড নট ওয়ার্ক আই ওয়ান্টেড টু হ্যাভ এ ব্রেক ফ্রম মাই সুপারভাইজার বাট দ্য সুপারভাইজার রেসপন্ডেড I don't like to hear any story of your pregnancy. You are here to work.
আমি মেশিনে আমি কাজ করতে পারি না আমি মেশিনের পাশে বসে থাকি তখন আমার সুপারভাইজার পাশে দাঁড়ানো থাকে বলে কি রে তুই কাজ করছ না গা তখন বললাম আমি খুবই অসুস্থ আমি কাজ করতে পারি না
since I could not work I was just sitting on my sewing table then supervisor turned around and asked me why I was not working and I responded I am very sick I will not be able to work
এই কথা বলার সাথে সাথে সুপারভাইজার আমাকে জোরে একটা লাথি মারে লাথি মারার সাথে সাথে আমি পড়ে যাই কিন্তু আমি বুঝতে পারি আমার বাচ্চা খুবই আঘাত পাইছে
Then the supervisor kicked my stomach very hard. I fell down and I felt that my baby got hurt.
আমার পাশে কিছু ওয়ার্কার থাকে ওরা আমাকে ধরে ওদিনই আমাকে ছুটি দেয় তারপর দিন আবার সকাল 8টা বাজে এসে রাত 10টা পর্যন্ত কাজ করতে হয়
মাই কোওয়ার্কারস পিকড মি আপ এন্ড দ্যাট আফটারনুন আই ওয়াজ গিভেন ফ্রি অর রিল্যাক্স টাইম বাট দা ফলোইং ডে এগেইন আই হ্যাভ টু ওয়ার্ক ফ্রম 8 ইন দা মর্নিং আনটিল 10 এট নাইট
আমি কোনো ক্যালসিয়াম ট্যাবলেট কোনো ভিটামিন ট্যাবলেট কোনো আয়রন জাতীয় ট্যাবলেট খেতে পারিনি আমি কোনো শাকসবজি মাছ মাংস খেতে পারিনি
আই কুড নট অ্যাফোর্ড টু বাই এনি ভিটামিন ক্যালসিয়াম পিল iron pill even I could not able to buy any vegetables fish chicken or fruits to strengthen my baby
jokhon amar garbhavati 7.5 mas boyosh tokhon ami khub oshustho hoye jai oshusthor karone ami dorkhasto kagoj niye pm er kache jai
when I was 8 and half month pregnant I went to pm is production manager asking my maternity leave
আমি দরখাস্ত কাগজ নিয়ে পিএম এর কাছে যাওয়ার পরে পিএম বলে কি আমাদের অফিসে কোনো মাতৃকালীন কোনো ছুটির নিয়ম নাই এই কথা বললে আমাকে বেতন আইটেম ছাড়াই বাইর করে দেওয়া হয়
বাট দা প্রোডাকশন পিএম প্রোডাকশন ম্যানেজার রেসপন্ডেড উই হ্যাভ নো প্রভিশন অফ পেইং ম্যাটারনিটি লিভ উইথ পে এন্ড দেন দে ফোর্স মি টু লিভ দা ফ্যাক্টরি উইদাউট হ্যাভিং মাই লিগাল বেনিফিটস
আমার বাচ্চা পড়াশোনা করে কিন্তু আমার হাতে কোনো টাকা থাকে না আমি 10,000 টাকা ঋণ করি
Since the company did not pay my legal benefit, I had to borrow 10,000 taka for my operation.
আমার বাচ্চা অপারেশন করে হওয়ার পরে দেখা যাচ্ছে বাচ্চার মাথায় এতটুকু জায়গায় আঘাত লাগে কিন্তু বাচ্চাকে টাচ করতে পারে না টাচ করলে বাচ্চা কেঁদে উঠে
And after the cesarean operation, I found there is a bruise on my daughter's head and if somebody touches even mildly, she cries.
আমি আমার 3 মাসের বাচ্চা থেকে আমি আবার চাকরিতে জয়েন শুরু করি
After 3 months of my delivery I again had to go back to the factory to work
ami kobe apple komola kine khaisi ta amar nijeri mone nai kintu ami jokhon office e jai tokhon dekhi rastay bikri kore kintu amar kheti iccha korlo ami kinna khaite parina karon amar hate kono taka thake na
I can't remember when was the last time I took or I bought an apple or an orange but I see people buying those fruits but I can't afford because the money I am making is not enough to buy those fruits
amar ekta room maskane partition kora kichu amar pashe orka bara thake ar pashe ami amar ma amar meye thaki
so I live in a room and it is partitioned to 2 section my mother my daughter and I live in one section and I have rented to some workers to minimize cost
sobche boro koshto kotha hoyeche ami 8.5 bochhor dhore chakri kore ami amar sansare kichui korte parini
and it's very tragic that I have been working 8 and half years in garment factories but I have nothing in my room
ami shudhu khai dal ba talu egulo khai amar proti mashe din korte hoy
I live on eating rice lentil potatoes but even I have to borrow each month to survive the way I am living
ami kono dino bhabteo parine je ami america aste parbo kintu america eshe ekta almar dokane gechi সেই দোকানে দেখে আমি যে কাজটা সিলাই করি সেই কাজটা এখানে বিক্রি হচ্ছে
আই নেভার ড্রিমড অফ কামিং টু দা ইউনাইটেড স্টেটস এন্ড দা আদার ডে আই ভিজিটেড এ বিগ ওয়ালমার্ট স্টোর এন্ড আই ফাউন্ড দা ক্লোদিং দ্যাট আই সোড ইন বাংলাদেশ
যদি আমার 4,500 টাকা বেতন হয় সেটা আমার স্বপ্নের পাওয়ার কথা হবে
ইফ আই কুড মেক 4,500 টাকা অর অ্যারাউন্ড $76 এ মান্থ ইট উড বি এ ড্রিম ফর মি
যদি 4,500 টাকা আমার বেতন হয় তাহলে আমি শাক সবজি মাছ মাংস খেতে পারবো ভালোভাবে চলতে পারবো এমনকি না আমার বাচ্চাকে আমি দুধ কলা আপেল এগুলো কিনে খাওয়াতে পারবো নিজের ভবিষ্যতের জন্য নিজে কিছু করতে পারবো
ইফ আই কুড মেক 4,500 টাকা অর অ্যারাউন্ড $76 এ মান্থ আই ক্যান বাই ফ্রুটস চিকেন ফিশ অ্যান্ড ইভেন আই ক্যান বাই বেবি মিল্ক বেবি ফুড ফর মাই ডটার অ্যান্ড আই ইভেন সেভ সাম মানি ফর মাই ফিউচার লাইফ
তবে আপনাদের কাছে আমার একটাই দাবি যেহেতু আমরা যে কাজটা সিলাই করি সেই কাজটা আপনারাই কিনে ব্যবহার করেন
সো আই উইল মেক অ্যান অ্যাপিল টু ইউ বিকজ ইউ আর দা বায়ার্স অফ আওয়ার অ্যাপারেলস ইউ আর দা কনজিউমার্স অফ আওয়ার প্রোডাক্টস
তাহলে আপনারা বায়াদেরকে চাপ দিবেন যাতে আমাদের মাতৃকালীনের ছুটি দেয় আমরা সাপ্তাহিক একটা ছুটি চাই আমরা সারা ডিউটি করতে চাই না আমরা মারামারি গালদল খেতে চাই না আমাদের অবৈতম আমরা আনতে চাই পেতে চাই
এন্ড প্লিজ put pressure on the companies so that the workers of Bangladesh can get one day off a week and we want to get our overtime correctly we want that the company will stop beating us abusing us torturing us and we don't like to work whole night shifts and women workers should get their legal maternity leave with pay
amra bangladeshe fire jabo আপনাদের কথা আমাদের মনে থাকবে, কিন্তু আপনারও আমাদের কথা মনে রাখবেন। আমাদের আমার কথা শোনার জন্য আপনাদেরকে আমার পক্ষ থেকে অনেক ধন্যবাদ।
ভেরি সুন উই উইল গেট ব্যাক টু বাংলাদেশ, বাট প্লিজ ডোন্ট ফরগেট দ্য ওয়ার্কার্স অফ বাংলাদেশ। আই উইল নেভার ফরগেট ইউ অ্যান্ড আই থ্যাংক ইউ গিভিং মি এ চান্স টু টক টু ইউ।
You've been listening to Bangladeshi garment worker Maksuda tell her story. The Bangladesh Center for Workers' Solidarity engages in support for strikes which are often suppressed brutally by the police. They have lobbied and held mass rallies for enforcement of the law requiring paid maternity leave and have organized relief for the hundreds of thousands of victims of floods in Bangladesh.
The National Labor Committee's campaign in solidarity with the Bangladesh workers is part of an ongoing relationship with the Bangladesh Center for Worker Solidarity. To find out more, contact the National Labor Committee at www.nlcnet.org. That's www.nlcnet.org. And this has been Building Bridges, your community and labor report, produced by Mimi Rosenberg and Ken Nash.